This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is news that Foxconn, best known as a key Apple manufacturer, is backing away from a much-publicized promise to build LCD screens at a plant in southeastern Wisconsin. The announcement came as no surprise to skeptics of that deal, which was first announced in 2017 to great fanfare at the White House. The Taiwanese electronics manufacturer has made and then walked away from big promises before. Foxconn had pledged that the Wisconsin plant would create 13,000 jobs, most of them low-skilled and on the factory floor. Now, though, the company says it's just not profitable to build TV screens in the United States, so it'll focus instead on building something called an advanced manufacturing facility with far fewer workers. Politics of that deal aside, this whole thing says something about the state of manufacturing in this country. Marketplace's Amy Scott tells us what it does say.
A Taiwanese company building TV screens in Wisconsin never really made sense to Brad DeLong, an economist at UC Berkeley. He says jobs at Foxconn's factories require a lot of tedious work by hand for relatively low pay.
In a world in which China's wages are a fifth of ours, and there are lots of other countries whose wages are less than that, those aren't the kind of manufacturing jobs we are going to have in the United States ever again.
So what kind of jobs are we going to have? DeLong says more like the ones Foxconn is talking about now, scientists and engineers. Susan Lund, a partner at the McKinsey Global Institute, says technical skills, programming the robots and fixing machines when they break down, are in high demand.
When you look at the kinds of goods that are being made, it's a lot of what we call advanced industries. So aerospace, automotive, very sophisticated products like medical devices.
But something else may be holding back the U.S. manufacturing sector. Rob Scott, a senior economist with the Economic Policy Institute, says the problem is the strong dollar.
We have allowed our exchange rate to become simply totally incompetitive. The dollar is overvalued, by my estimates, by between 25% and 30%.
Bringing it down would make our exports less expensive. That would increase demand, which he says could create millions of new manufacturing jobs. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.